is so good to see you. Good Sunday morning to you this July the 12th, 2020. It's so hard to believe that. Yeah, we're about halfway through the month of July already. How about that? Welcome to Sunday Worship. I am your host, Joey Kroll, and it is truly an honor to be behind this microphone each and every Sunday and just talk about Jesus with you. I love it. Sunday worship is all about Jesus. That's right. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And as we prepare our hearts and minds on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, let's start things off with Rebecca St. James and God of Wonders right here on Sunday Worship.
Lord of all creation, of water, earth, and sky, the heavens are your tabernacle. Glory to the Lord.
And God of Wonders. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Worship today. My name is Joey Kroll. Hey, connect with me on social media. Love to connect with you there. Just visit facebook.com/Joey Kroll Online. That's facebook.com/Joey Kroll Online. And did you know that it's an election year? Yes, it is, of course. And I'll tell you what, every 4 years when it comes to time to vote for a president, you know, we hear people say, well, I don't like either candidate, so I'm just going to stay home on election day, right? And sometimes those same people never join a local church because they can't find one they like, so they just stay home on Sunday. Somehow, friend, we bought into the notion that life is supposed to be perfect. And it's not. It's not. Believe me, it's 2020. We're realizing it's not. And our lack of commitment and participation won't help. The Bible says that a perfect world is coming. And until then, we need to keep our eyes on God when faced with faults, especially our own.
As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you.
You alone.
You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you.
You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king.
You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than any.
Course again, as the deer pants for the water.
You're listening to Sunday Worship.
joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day.
Kirkland, you're listening to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll, and sometimes when we don't feel well and there's no obvious reason why, the doctor will, he'll run some tests on our body and blood chemistry, and he may find a deficiency in something like B12 or vitamin B12, that is, or maybe an important mineral like iron that is causing us to feel out of sorts and whatnot. And friend, looking beneath the surface is important for spiritual health as well. The absence of critical spiritual nutrients like forgiveness and peace and generosity and love and the presence of some like envy, anger, or greed can put us in a state of spiritual disrepair. So friend, as we continue on our Sunday, let us examine ourselves today.
My name is Matthew. You might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard, last week they took him. On Friday my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. How I adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter, maybe they told you I had denied him, I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword, is this what I've taught? That's when they took him, later they beat him. It's Sunday morning, I wish now I'd fought.
I am a soldier, I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside. But it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping, on the path was a stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
Tell me what you're doing, and God said, no, I'm not going to tell you, Habakkuk, because if I told you what I was doing, you wouldn't believe it. If God today told us what he's doing in the world, we wouldn't believe it. Don't you think God's given up and God's abdicated and God's left the throne? He hasn't. He's still on the throne. And those of us that know him, put our trust in him and him alone. I don't put my trust in Washington. I don't put my trust in the United Nations. I don't put my trust in myself. I don't put trust in my money. I put my trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. When all the rest of it fails and crumbles and shatters, He'll be there.
You're never gonna let me down.
are listening to Sunday Worship.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. And when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. And when we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
It's Casting Crowns, and when we all get to heaven. Hey, be sure to listen to Mark and Friends tomorrow morning, Memorization Monday, tomorrow at 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.